Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:05 here on a Monday, the 18th of October. We're heading down that road to Halloween, one of my favorite times. I don't understand, though, why, Bob, you've already got your mask on.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, the little horns up coming up and that beard. Oh, you've always had the beard. Yeah, I am joined by Bad Bob. Say good morning.
And glad the weekend is over. I can rest.
You did a great job over the weekend doing some remotes. We're practicing our remotes so we can go out there to strange places and use different types of equipment, and we were practicing that.
But it was an all-day yard sale with Dave and Ernie.
And a big thank you to all the people who stopped by and said hello and said they listened to KCNR, and especially the ones who got the call letters in the right order.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, we were
you get special prizes for that.
We were introduced a few times with KNCR, so but you know, we their hearts are in the right place.
So I put KC on my chest, and Linda put NR on her chest. And if they say it, we just pull our shirts up and show them, just in case. Okay, we won't go there. You can get a hold of us.
And that's 605, the kind of humor he woke up with this morning.
605-4567. Or you can start chatting with us at KCNR1460.com. And speaking of chatting, there she is.
57 degrees. Currently. You know, you are, be careful, it's Monday and you're barking up the, you need to bark up the other side of the tree.
Bark up the other tree.
Yeah. It's currently 57 degrees. High today of 85. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Hey, I want to share with you a few things that happened over the weekend. But first, for you early callers, a couple things going on here, early listeners. And we'll be taking your call for a ticket in a moment. But this weekend on Saturday, it'll be the first time I'm going to be performing out at Ensemble's with my favorite trio. Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin, and Dan Kinkle. Love all the other guys, don't get me wrong, but these are my favorite pair of shoes, if you know what I mean. These are the first guys when I first came to Reading. And when I was in Nashville and I came to Reading and I did a gig at the Cascade Theater years before I ever moved here, these were the guys that played for me. So I kind of call them my trio. They play with a lot of people in town. So Saturday night, we're up in Selma. I'm excited. I'm going to be sitting in this music that is just phenomenal. If you've not been and you want to come hang with us, 474-5546. It's going to be a great night. So the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, and we love to go up there. Tomorrow, in this minute, I want to let you know that tomorrow is the luncheon for the Seroptis International 19th. It's a 13th annual breast cancer awareness. I'm saying it's on the 19th, which is tomorrow. And I have a ticket to sit with me for a luncheon. I have one left, and I decided I'd start at the top of Monday morning. That if you'd like to join me for a luncheon tomorrow, you're going to hear the incredible Heidi Marble, who's written a book, and she is a breast cancer survivor, but a phenomenal national speaker. It will be at 11 a.m., so if you call 605-4567, join me tomorrow at the Convention Center for the 13th Annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon. We also wanted to share with you that we had an incredible event that we worked and attended for the Library Foundation this last weekend. Carl was dressed up in all his finest with a mustache and a bolero hat, and I think people came up to the sangria bar didn't recognize you.
They didn't, and but one of the things that we did that was truly appreciated was, since the wine was donated, we were given some really heavy pours of wine that evening. So, and then the tip jar overflowed, and of course all the tips go right back to the library. It was a great fundraiser.
Beautiful.
For the library.
Beautiful silent auction, and a live auction.
And everybody's noticing, everybody's saying the same thing. It's since the economy has gone into such a recession. Yeah, Tapas did the food. It was great as usual. There's more and more of these fundraisers to try and make up for the funds that used to come from different grants in the government and different avenues. It's no longer there. And it seems like it's every weekend there's two or three fundraisers for worthy events. And of course, then the money is cut back because people are trying to support one, two, or three, or four of them instead of just maybe one or two. And that's so it just keep that in mind, because on the front page of the Record Searchlight, it says, you want to feel good? Do good. And that doesn't mean give money, but it means things like volunteering, helping other people. It makes you feel good inside, and then that's going to make you healthier. It's going to make you calmer and improve your mental state if you do good things for other people.
At the end of the year, when you think about, here it is, December 31st rolls around, what did I do, perhaps especially over the holidays, where I was of community service? Did I do anything? Did I take my neighbors something because they couldn't do it? Did I go to the soup kitchen or the shelter? Did I get an extra turkey and take it when they needed food? Did I do a food drive? Something. I think that is the biggest gift that you can give is just a ride, an errand. So, again, if you are listening, I would love to have you join me for this ladies' lunch. You don't have to be a lady. Could be a gentleman as well. I have an extra ticket, and I would love to have a caller call and come with me. I'll meet you there, and we'll have a nice lunch, and we'll be able to hear an incredible, moving experience of what it is to go through a life-changing experience and come out on the other end and travel around the world, the country, talking about it, writing a book about it. These speakers that I've heard there before are spectacular. Our chat room is open. No, it is not. It's been disabled. We had a kind of an unfortunate situation on Friday. I think they're revamping now. But it's 7:10 in the morning, 7:12, excuse me. It's currently 57 degrees. We're going to take a quick break. If you're listening to Carl, happy Monday. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, October 18th. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line's here, 605-4567. It looks like our chat room's down. So if you want to send some things, you can go to Linda at KCNR1460.com and just email her questions or comments. We'll talk about those, too. And the chat room was, and I'm not a chat room guru, but it appears that somebody got hijacked. It is the word. They gets in there and says they can now control the chat room. Well, our chat room guru, our IT guys had all weekend to fix it, and obviously can't. So we'll go talk to him about this today and see what he can do about that. Now let's talk about some of the things that's happening. National, let's go national, state, and then local. Plus, we have guests who are coming in. Obama said yesterday to young adults, and these are the same young adults who just ripped him. When I say yesterday, this was last week. I was holding on to this. I never even got to it on Friday because it was a fist fight going on in here with our guest. And he went to talk to young Americans, and they, why should I vote for you? What about this? Why doesn't this work? And, you could tell that it just wasn't a good day on the teleprompter for the president. Anyway, he said yesterday, and this was the last week, young adults, that the don't ask, don't tell will be dismantled during his watch. Well, since he's never stood a watch that I know of, since he's never been in the military, it's kind of, but it was a military term, and it made him look like military. It means being vigilant while on duty. And I can't say that he's really been vigilant about a lot of things, but this is just, came across the teleprompter and he said it, okay? His comments, I remember that when he stated he would get the job done, he had to follow those pesky laws, and this is the way I remember it, those pesky laws about the don't ask, don't tell. When this thing first started, what about letting the commanders and the different, they're going to have different groups and have a study done on the policy. It's going to go through all the services. And then, at the end of the survey, they were going to discuss it, the best way to do it, or maybe not do it, depending on what all the service branches thought. I'm sorry, but we are in the middle of two wars. You remember that? We're in Obama's wars. That's right, Obama's wars. He's the one that's extending it. He's the one that's putting more people into Afghanistan. He's the one that's keeping over 50,000 combat troops in Iraq. Obama's wars. And it's time to stop saying Bush's wars. Obama's had the Democrats in the Congress and the Democrats in the Senate to change it. So obviously they think it's okay. So it's no longer the last administration. Now, do I disagree with having troops in Afghanistan and fighting this? Of course not. However, if they're going to fight it, at least they could do is have a clear policy and not be relieving your commanders because they might have said something about the vice president that was true. But what about this? What about letting these commissions meet, find out what the services really believe in handling the matter as the president promised? And it sounds like to me it makes no difference. He'll just do anything he wants. Come hell or high water, come to what affects the military of our country. That's the part I got out of what he said the other day. On his watch, will be dismantled. His words mean nothing, as he has backtracked on promises made to the American public about lobbyists, the war, spending, jobs, the deficit, you name it. If he said it, it ain't happened. Or if it happened, it wasn't like the way he said it was going to. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got a caller here that should be interested. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:23 in the morning on October 18th. Phone lines here 605-4567. Our guest, our call-in guest, as a surprise.
Jeff.
Jeff, the ice cream entrepreneur.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are the people of Reading?
We're great. We have a song queued up just for you.
Right on. Thank you.
You want to hear it?
Okay, Bob.
I was half listening. Well, what's on your mind, Jeff? How was your weekend?
Had a great weekend. Spent most of my time drafting a letter to the city attorney for preparing to go to battle. Basically, we're going to city council tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The city is basically trying to shut the ice cream business down. They've said we can work up until 7:30 in the middle of the summer. Pretty generous, just as it starts to cool down and kids start coming out, they're going to shut us down.
Yeah. Whose idea was that?
Pam Isles, our city clerk, she's the one that drafted this proposal. It's under pressure from Bill Ulch, complainer in the Parkview neighborhood. So if he has his way, it's a literal death sentence for the ice cream trucks in the area.
Well, does this Pam woman hate ice cream?
You know, I don't really know. She's
allergic to Nutty Buddy.
Yeah, she's my Nutty Buddy.
Had a bad experience with the vanilla swirl.
Yeah, there you go. I really don't know. She said she's trying to help us. She wants to make the laws more lenient and bring them up to date. And she called me into her office and she says, "Hey, take a look at this and see what you think, and make notes." So I everything looked okay until I got down to the hours of operation. And, I told her that it was a literal death sentence for us. And she said, well, the reason is, sunset is subjective. I suggested sunset. She goes, well, it's subjective. Nobody really knows. But sunset is kind of published everywhere in the world. Unless the world quits spinning, sunset's going to be at the time they predict.
Every day it says when sunset is. It says it's at 8:46, 8:47. Every day it changes. It's like by a minute.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, And also the reason she came up with 7:30 is because parents are putting their kids to bed at 7:30 in the summertime.
What about 10-year-olds? They can stay up till 9.
Exactly. I mean, that's when the streets
start
coming.
What if I want ice cream at 9 o'clock and you come by?
That's right. You should be in bed.
You know what? I'm going to do a class action lawsuit against the county or city clerk because she is discriminating against me for having ice cream.
Yeah. Hey, another point is, I've researched cities from Seattle to San Diego. Not one single city has included hours of operations for ice cream truck under what's called a sound truck ordinance. Sound truck ordinance was meant to restrict sound trucks. Remember those old-fashioned trucks with the speakers? So anyway, 18 cities I researched. Only one of them has any kind of laws at all for ice cream trucks. The other ones don't have anything at all because it's kind of self-regulating. When the day's over, we come in. We want to go home. We don't want to be out there at 10 o'clock just, beating a dead horse because people just don't buy after sundown.
Yeah, you know.
So it's self-regulating. It's absolutely ridiculous. They say it's too, you know, in our decibel, they want to restrict our decibel limits to 65 decibels. Well, just as an example, I've done some decibel values. Bathroom exhaust fan, 67 decibels. Toilet flush, 73. Hair dryer right by your head, 87. A sniffle is 76. Check it out. My 4-year-old granddaughter crying, wanting her bottle from 5 feet is 93 decibels.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wish we could put a restriction on those.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, it's coming.
Especially in a plane.
If we let this happen, it's coming. I'm telling you, we won't be able to blow our noses.
Well, you know what? People out there, write down this phone number, 225-4055. That's the city clerk's number.
You know what? You can call her even directly, 4444. We'll get right to her office.
225-4444.
Yeah, you won't
you
even
just
have
say
to
is that we want ice cream up until sunset.
Hey, but I'd like to invite everybody to come out that supports us, that wants to keep this tradition going. Come on out to City Hall tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
Are they going to vote on it tomorrow?
They're going to vote on it tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to go. Bill Ulch is not happy with the ordinance either, so we can at least agree on that.
What, does he want it to be over earlier and less, or what?
Well, he wants, his deal is that the decibel limit is not subjective, and it's like saying, you know, we're making a speed limit, but no one's going to enforce it. I mean, you really can't support decibel value or decibel laws because the cops don't carry decibel meters, neither does the average citizen. So it should be like loud, you know, and raucous, you know, things like that, jarring, disturbing, you know, to the person that's near the truck. That should be the value. That should be the standard.
I say, what? If you walk up next to the truck and all the, you know, if all your fillings fall out, that's probably too loud.
That should be the standard. Yes.
And here's the other thing too is that it doesn't the council have just a couple more important issues than this?
You know, I would think they do. I think that they have a sympathetic ear. I'm hoping. We're prepared to litigate if we have to.
I say let's just try it till sunset because, you know, if the police know when sunset is.
Yeah.
I bet you that the gentleman that's brought this to everybody's attention, what's his name, Mr. Ulch?
Mr. Ulch.
Bill Ulch. Yeah. Bill Ulch will know exactly when sunset is. So if you're out there 1 minute after sunset, there's going to be a phone call made.
He could be the ice cream police. We could designate him. We could give him a badge.
You know what? Ice cream police got like a little cone on his
ice cream
chest.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe he could wear a funny little hat.
No. That's what you guys are supposed to be wearing. Okay. Hey, look, we got to run here, Jeff. So tomorrow we will try to be out there.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. And just remind the listeners to call Pam Eyes 225-4444 and voice your opinion. Let her know that you think it's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thanks so much. I appreciate being on your show.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. How much time we got here?
We're coming up on 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Gee, Beav. Actress Barbara Billingsley, best known for portraying the quintessential suburban American mom on the 1957 to 1963 U.S. television comedy Leave It to Beaver, died at the age of 94. 94 good long years, I'm sure. She was the daughter of a Los Angeles senior police commander. She appeared on Broadway during World War II as a chorus girl and also worked as a fashion model before getting her start in TV. According to Entertainment, the website IMDb, which you like to look at a lot. You look things up on that a lot,
IMDb,
Carl.
IMDb, okay.
Mm-hmm. Billingsley was good friends with several other actresses, famous for the moms they played on TV, such as Florence Henderson from The Brady Bunch, June Lockhart from Lassie, Lost in Space, and Jane Wyatt from Father Knows Best.
Okay. Well, but the Beaver's sad today because Mom is gone.
She personified the ideal
middle-class
mother.
In a dress.
And pearls.
Yeah.
With a casserole in her hand.
And a casserole.
She's making tuna casserole all the time.
Those are back in the days when kids would come and say, Mom! You know, and she'd always have, like, cookies or a snack.
She always had. She and Ward always had the right answer for the kids. And what was his, what was the brother's name?
I wish you hadn't asked me. No,
thanks.
Yeah, it was Tony Dow played the part of, you know, of his brother. And, you know, they went on, they had, you know, they had Leave It to Beaver reunions. And they had shows, too. You know, they went on for
Disney
years.
Disney Channel did a revival of the show.
WALL-E.
WALL-E. That's right. WALL-E. You don't think that it's WALL-E Herger?
No.
No, okay. It was a long time ago. I'm just thinking.
Her pipe-smoking TV husband, Ward.
Ward.
Was played by Hugh Beaumont. He died in 1982.
Well, you know, he was in a lot of shows. Anyway, okay. Hey, we're sorry to say that. Now.
Did you know that she did several revivals and TV movies updates of the original show that aired in the 1990s?
That's what I said.
Yeah, Disney Channel put those together.
Okay, right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break so we can roll in our guests that are standing out there. And this is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:40, October 18th.
It's currently 54 degrees. It's going to be high today of 85. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but this particular portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Don't forget this Friday at noon, Carl and I are going to be doing our internet show at Tobacco and Brew. You can get hot dogs. It's a fabulous time for you to really engage in a lot of things that are happening politically. You can go and get your favorite coffee. And
I think we're going to do Proposition 19 this week.
Is that what we're going to do?
Do Proposition 19. So
make that happen.
Come on down and pros and cons of it for Proposition 19. Tobacco and Brew is always, of course, it's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive with the finest walk-in humidor. And Espresso Joe's that gives you that type of coffee the way you want it. So, and you know, it's a great place. Frank's on the phone. Joe and Shelley.
Right.
Great Americans and great supporters of our community.
Before we go to the phone, Frank, I just wanted to acknowledge that in the email, it's about our chat room. Our chat room, we had somebody kind of come in and hack it on Friday or do something that screwed it up, so we closed it down. We're looking right now, our website.
More secure solution.
Exactly. It's looking for a more secure solution. So hopefully by tomorrow, our chat room will be open. I know a lot of you like to engage with the Free Fire that way, but right now we're going to go to the phones. Good morning, Frank, you have information.
Good morning, neighbors. How are you?
Hey,
oh,
Frank.
Wonderful.
How are you?
Hey, I just want to let everybody know in their car while they're driving along Court and Placer Street or anywhere in Reading, they can come over to the corner of Court and Placer between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. and register to vote the last minute. Today is the last day to register to vote. So a bunch of us have got a table and all the forms set up, and we'll just drive right in that parking lot there. And we'll come up to you and register you to vote. It'll take about 1 minute. You can go on your way to work.
Now, this is all parties. Is that right?
We will register all party affiliations. This is sponsored by the Democratic Headquarters and Central Committee of Shasta County. But we will certainly register anybody to vote.
That's
the law, in fact.
And you won't, like, spray things on their car while they're registering?
Well, I'm not going to put that. I'm not going to say I won't do that.
Hey, Frank is a friend of ours and is big into voting, as everybody should, and I think this is great. So on the corner of Court and Placer Street.
Right. There's a parking lot there. Right. You can just drive right through, and we've got people who will go up to your car, register you to vote, and on your way. And we'll turn the cards in for you, and you'll be registered.
And they just, only thing they have to have is a proof of residence, right?
No. I mean, no. Never have. Don't have to ask that in California.
You don't have to have anything to prove that you even live here?
Nope. Well,
how do you know who you are,
then?
Take
their word.
Wait a minute, Frank.
Fill it out.
Frank, how do you know who these people are? I mean, don't you have to prove that at least you live here?
Well, if they're from Venus, we might question that.
But if I say I live here in Reading and I'm going to vote, don't I have to say that? I mean, don't I have to prove that I live here?
Nope, never.
Literally vote
on. I've never been told that from the election department.
Okay, that's a whole other show, Frank.
That is another show, because it seems to me is that it's when you show up to vote, you don't have
we
to.
We all think that. We all feel that right now. A little blood's boiling.
The voter registration form goes to the election department, and they check it over because your driver's license is on it, and your last four of your social. So they check that. they verify it in that manner.
Well, okay. That's what I mean, though, okay. When you
there
have
is
to show
a verification.
Something.
But people do not have to show their driver's license, per se.
But they just have to put the number down.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Well then you do have to prove who you
are,
Frank.
If it doesn't show up in the election department, then, I guess they're not registered to vote, are they?
Okay. Got it.
Another show we're going to bring you in, and, boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to raise some a burr that way.
Great-o.
Okay, Frank, thank you so much. Court and Placer, go down and register. It's, you know, it is the right thing to do.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, here, our guest, we're talking about something that is near and dear to our heart, of course, and the veterans, is on October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, which is next weekend, is the annual Stand Down, North Valley Stand Down. And it's for all homeless veterans, a hand up, not a handout. And in the studio today is Jim Richards. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, let's turn Jim up a little bit. Get a little bit closer. Okay.
Hey. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right.
Jim, tell us a little bit about this.
Let's see. It's for the homeless veterans and the needy vets of the North State here. We're putting it on, all volunteers, and we're having it this year down at the fairgrounds again. But we're going to be inside. It can help you as far as counseling, dental, all kinds of medical. We're going to be able to have chats. We got clothing. We've got we just got about everything
that
you can think
of. The big thing here is I don't know if it was last year, but they had court assistance with misdemeanors.
Excuse me. Yeah, this is the first year we're going to have court here in Shasta County.
And it's Shasta County only, so if you come from another county, it's not going to help. But if you've got a misdemeanor, if you're in the fairgrounds by 12 noon on Friday, they're going to be able to help you, or before 12 noon. On Friday, October 22nd, there'll be some assistance provided then.
Yes, sir.
Okay, driver's license and identification information,
yes.
Drug and alcohol counseling. A big thing is veterans' benefits. A lot of times veterans don't even understand the benefits they have coming to them.
Exactly. We'll have people to represent them down there. We'll have the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, mm-hmm. among some other organizations
right.
in the community up here that will help them and aid them in that way and see what they can do for them.
How many people do you usually help here?
Well, it varies. I believe last year we had like 177 or something like that. It's just been kind of growing and growing as we're going.
It's not just the veteran, it's also their families, right?
That's correct.
So they can bring their families and their kids and all that.
That's correct.
To be seen also.
Yes. It's 24 hours around the clock that they're there. We have security for them. And we have a lot of good crew this year.
I know there used to be tents set up, so all of this will be inside this year, so people will be able to sleep inside?
Yes, it'll all be inside. We've gotten away from the tents this year, and it's helped quite a bit with the weather and people mm-hmm. that are sick and living out in the elements. This way we get them out for a little bit.
Would you say there's a lot of homeless veterans in Shasta County?
Yes, I would.
Okay, because I hear different things about that there's... there's not as many as people say. There's somebody I've read is that there 25% of all homeless are veterans.
I've been here for 36 years,
uh-huh.
and I've seen them all over the place, out in the mountains, all over. Yeah, I spent 10 years with Point Man here in town, and during that period of time, we attracted a lot of them in, and they chose to be homeless, but they choose to be around veterans, other vets.
They choose to be homeless?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
That's their decision, to be homeless like that. They don't want responsibility and stuff. They've been messed with too much political stuff,
mm-hmm.
and they can't afford things. They cannot. They don't want the harassment of trying to call in and seeing if they can get benefits or they can get some help and stuff like that. They've been discouraged because they smell, so on, different things. And that's where we turn it around, where we're at. They come down there. They know they come in there. It's a safe haven. Nobody's going to mess with them. They come in there. They know their fellow vets. They know that we have a bond, all vets, that we stand up for each other. And they know that their back is covered while they're there. And while they're there, they will get all this attention and care that they need and the tools to take and go back out into society again.
So what if people want to help? What can they do, Jim?
Well, volunteer. And come down and volunteer and help. We're needing guards, and we're needing people to cater. We also need financial helping, backing that way. It's been kind of tight. Last year we had a robbery, and the year before we had another one break in, and we lost a lot of stuff. But with veterans, when you put out the call last year, it amazed me. It really taught me something, that veterans answer the call.
Okay, if somebody wants to donate money to this.
They call my number there on the flyer.
And that's 356...
0342.
Okay, 356-0342. This is Stand Down 2010. It's going to be October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. They can always use volunteers, but they can always use some cash there. And you, like the front page of the paper says, want to feel good? Do good. You know, veterans, on an average, veterans do better than their civilian counterparts and ones, men and women who have been in the service. They just, on average, do better. But we have, as in all levels of society, you have some that need help at times. And this is a way to help our help those veterans that maybe need this hand up. Because I know there's been times that that men have needed jobs, and they've been given the job or the opportunity, and now they're back helping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have had that.
Yes.
We've had an episode where a gentleman came in and got 20 teeth pulled. And then while he was there, he helped set up the tents and stuff and went through the whole thing there. And then next year he came back, he was the president of a VFW organization. He had got a home and a job, and he's doing very well. Other episodes,
20 teeth pulled.
20 teeth. I'm not exaggerating. And he was out there working with us.
Well, okay.
Like when you take the thorn from the lion's paw.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The thing is that you know, we'll be out there, and we'll come down and see, say hello. Of course, we'll make a donation here too. It's just if anybody can help, the phone number is 356-0342. It's Jim Richards, and Jim doesn't get anything out of this except to help.
Nobody gets
anything out of
this.
Oh, there.
This yes, is, but you do. Everybody
yeah.
does.
Everybody
get our soul.
Yeah, yeah, you get your soul back when you come out and you help. And again, if you want to feel good, you do good.
That's
so,
right.
And Jim, you must feel good all the time then.
I do.
All right.
Thank,
hey, thank you,
you
so much,
much
for being here.
Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's the Stand Down 2010. That's October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We'll see you out there.
And we're going to be talking about it more. All right. Let's take a break. Bob.
Good morning, North State. You're listening to KCNR 1460. That's right. We love it when you put 1460 on your dial. And this morning, we have so many things that we're covering. And, of course, a very good friend of ours who is such a hard worker in our community, Barbara Harrison. She does so much with Cool April Nights. She does so much with Make-A-Wish. And this weekend at Wind River Casino, we have a Make-A-Wish very, very special concert with Kevin Sharp and Summer Chappelle. With us this morning, of course, is Barbara Harrison to discuss the event. And mark your calendars. This is going to be a great night. Tell us about it.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Bob. I don't know where Carl went. He ran. Oh, there he is. Hi, Carl.
He just walked in the door.
I'm just here to tell you about the concert and what the benefits are for the kids from Make-A-Wish. Every dime that is made off of this concert goes right back to Make-A-Wish. Every penny. And
Every
cent. Every
so
cent.
So it's all donations.
And it stays within the North State to our kids that are have health problems here in the North State. So
okay, well, that's a great accomplishment.
Really good thing. Yeah, it is. And we normally do it that way. If we have an event here, it stays within the North State.
Okay, so what we have when you walk in the door at Wind River Casino is a silent auction.
Right.
We have a live auction?
No live auction.
So it's
just
it's
a silent auction.
A sit-down dinner.
Yes.
And Summer Chappelle and Kevin Sharp. Sharp is...
Pretty hard to beat.
Pretty hard to beat. $40 a ticket.
Right.
So it's tax deductible.
Right.
And you get to see a concert.
a good concert.
You know, we've been talking about that lately, about how when you're spending your money or you're doing a silent auction item, how wonderful, a kind of, especially during these times, if you bid on something, you know that you're going to get. It's not like you're keeping things locally. You're doing it for a benefit, and then you also can get a tax write-off.
We have one thing that comes from out of town, but I think it's something that somebody might want to go to, and that's one of the other casinos that is out of town in Orville. So.
Okay.
But other than that, everything's local. All the items are local.
It is fantastic. Well, and plus, like you said, even though it's out of town, the money stays local for the Make-A-Wish.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have somebody selected for your Make-A-Wish?
We kind of do, and I can't say anything yet because it might not happen. It depends a little bit on some health issues, but we may be able to present her wish that night. We're not sure yet.
And the beautiful thing is Kevin Sharp is a recipient.
He is a Make-A-Wish survivor. When he got his wish, which was with David Foster, which you guys exposed all that last week on the air when you had your conversation with him, which he's just a wonderful kid, and that was his idol. That was his total idol. And what's not to like? David Foster, come on. That is the icon of all.
Mm-hmm.
And
producer.
Yeah, oh boy. And he took him under his wing and got him going. Got him going with his CDs and his appearances and who to see, who not to see, who's going to help you, who's not going to help you. I mean, he did it all for Kevin, and it was just very beneficial for Kevin.
Well, we have two tickets. Shall we take callers?
Yep.
To go Friday night. These are two free tickets to go see Kevin Sharp. Go see and hear Kevin Sharp and Summer Chappelle. So for the first caller at 605-4567, you can go to the concert at Wind River and see Kevin Sharp and Summer Chappelle. And I'm sure you're going to want to bet on some of those wonderful silent auction items. And
plus
have
a wonderful dinner for $40. Come on, guys.
That's $40 a ticket.
Yep. First caller, 605.
So $80 worth of tickets to go to go see a great concert down at Wind River with Kevin Sharp and Summer Chappelle.
605-4567. Closing thoughts, Barbara.
Please come. We need your support. The kids need your support. As I know, money is tight for everybody, and it is in our organization as well. So donations are down a little bit, but that's what we're trying to speed this up a little bit with this concert. And hopefully we can get above the waterline, as they say.
Okay. That phone number is 605-4567 for tickets for Kevin Sharp, Summer Chappelle, free dinner. Great night. We got to take a break here. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio here.
Thanks
on
KCNR
1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Radio. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 on a Monday morning, October the 18th. Phone lines here are 605-4567 or write to Linda at KCNR1460.com. Since our chat room's down, since some pervert got into our chat room and hijacked it, and our IT guy is still trying to figure it out. So, of course, joined always by Bad Bob.
And we still have those Kevin Sharp tickets.
That's right.
I think people need to take another drink of coffee and grab the phone and dial.
These are $80 tickets, my friend.
4567.
Okay, it's a concert being put on at Wind River. It's for Make-A-Wish. It's tax deductible. Not that you care, because you're getting it free. And it's going to be Friday night. Kevin Sharp, Summer Chappelle, silent auctions, and all that, and dinner. So
605-4567.
So, okay, and tell you what, we do have a caller on there, but it's about something a little bit different. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're wonderful.
Fine.
Thank you.
Good. Just wanted to give you a quick little update on what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As always, we meet at 6 o'clock at the Bonneview Baptist Church. And tonight we will have, I believe, 8 out of 10 city council candidates. It's going to be a little more interesting tonight because we're not going to just focus on the public safety issue as has been the case in the past. We're actually going to have the candidates talk about some of the other issues that are popping up in their campaigns, such as Stillwater Park and Oasis Road. So for anybody that wants to know more about some of the other topics that are on the table, I encourage them to come out tonight.
I mean, that's a good idea, because in getting past the hyperbole on how much money and going into the CalPERS and all that.
Yeah.
There are many other things that we need to talk about, too.
Yeah, so
tonight
that will be the place to find out.
Great. Okay, now, you know, on Friday, we're going to do Proposition 19. You might pass to everybody down at our little town hall at Tobacco and Brew.
You got it.
We're going to have a probe Proposition 19 guy there, and we'll see what we can come up with for people that may
Good
not
news.
Agree with
we'll,
that.
We'll spread the word.
That's right. We've got room there for like 50 people, 60 people, so we'll get there early.
All right.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
You're
welcome. We'll see you tonight because I want to come down and take
it.
I want to listen to what they're saying and get them all at one time. Okay, thank you.
You know, there are days when this business just couldn't possibly be any more cool. We do have a winner for the Kevin Sharp tickets. Her name is Moira, and she didn't want to go into a lot of detail, but her son was a Make-A-Wish recipient.
Ooh.
She didn't wish to go on the air, but is that cool or what?
Yes. That's the beauty.
Okay.
Congratulations.
You just won two tickets there.
And Bob's going to answer another call. But Moira, we'll call you after the show. Either we'll meet you there or you can come in and get the tickets so you can arrive. It does start at 5:30, so we'll be in touch after the show.
Okay,
so
now
thank you for your call.
And you have one more set. You've got one more ticket to give away, right? Oh, no. Okay, you've given that
Well,
one,
I
right.
do have a, I do have a ticket for the luncheon. A single ticket to join me for the breast cancer awareness seroptimist. There is a phenomenal speaker who's actually going to be coming on tomorrow, Heidi Marble. The luncheon is tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and I've been to this last year. It's a wonderful luncheon, but it's not just about the luncheon. It's about the camaraderie and to hear somebody who is an actual survivor, and this gal has a new book that's out, and she is beautiful. She's spoken around the country, around the world, and again, she'll be in tomorrow, but I have an extra ticket to come sit with me, and I'd love to have you join me. So
Coach Bob wants to go with you.
Thank you, Coach Bob. You'll be sitting with me, and we're looking forward to that. I'll talk to you afterwards too. I'll give you a call and let you know. We'll probably meet you up there at Will Call, but there you go. People are waking up in the morning. And
right.
We love you. We love you here at Free Fire Radio.
Well, I love you, too.
We do. We love it when our listeners engage.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of things going here. Okay, when we get back, I think we've got one of our bit local businesses. But when we come back, I'm also going to tell you how to get absolutely, okay, and I know a lot of you are interested in this, how you can get a free half gram of medicinal marijuana for free. For free. All right, when we come back. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567.
Currently 8:13 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. It's going to be high today with an 85, sunny, beautiful day. The weather is also always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Wanted to remind you, Saturday night, I'll be out there with my favorite jazz trio, 474-5546. We're going to be doing a fabulous night of jazz.
We're going to have a good time.
Out on the ranch.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley and his guys put in Dish TV, surround sound, home theater, local business, been in there since 1985, except time he was with the 82nd Airborne. It's a local guy doing great jobs, local business. Shop local, stay local. If you need to call them, 244-1988, and you get to talk to Heather or Doug.
Hey, our chat room is down. Sorry to say, I'm sure it'll be up by tomorrow, so I am taking your emails, interacting with you in emails with your questions this morning. But right now,
Linda at KCNR1460.com.
Right now, we have a very special, we love stories like this.
Oh, good.
Working your way up through the ranks. You give us, before we introduce your name, let's go a little bit of the background. Graduate, grew up here, graduate of Enterprise High School.
Yes, 85.
1985.
Yes.
When you graduated from high school, you what?
You know, I've loved the restaurant business since I was a kid. I've always wanted one, and now I'm there.
And our guest is Jeff Garrett. Cool Hand Luke's and
owner
of Cool Hand
Luke's. Cool Hand Luke's, Lumberjacks, and Jeff's Cattle Company.
I mean, that's like, you know, the big three.
Well, yeah. Plus I have Lumberjacks out of town, too. So, I think we're up to 7 now.
Oh, my gosh. I was talking about, you know, they're on not Hilltop, but on Cypress.
Yes.
It's just this cluster of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is so
You've
cool.
You've got them all in one spot there, practically.
Pretty much, yeah. I can get to either spot in just minutes.
Yeah.
So how did you... Give us the process. So you graduate from high school. Were you in the food industry then?
You know, I worked in restaurants, washing dishes, bussing tables, waiting tables. I've done it all before I got in the restaurant business.
So when you had the chance to become an owner, of course, this is the American dream, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were alive and living in a time when it truly was maybe easier for the American dream to just to grow with your establishment and keep building and owning more restaurants.
You know what? Yeah, I can't say easy. If you put a lot of hard work, restaurant business is very, very hard and competitive. If you put a lot of hard work in, I mean, it's paid off for me so far.
Well, the restaurant business is historically people fail in the restaurant business in the first 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
and then in you know that but the idea of the hard work, applying yourself, taking that big step. It still works.
Oh yeah, it hard work. It will eventually pay off.
You know, on 7 days a week, 12 hours a day if you're lucky.
I'll tell you, I worked 2 years straight without a day off.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's what it takes to be a success.
It does. It really does.
Now, are you? You know, not to get personal, but I mean, you are married.
I'm married and have two kids, but I did. I waited to get married, and I waited to have kids. But, you know, I did meet my wife probably. I had Indognito first for 2 years, but when I opened Jeff's Cattle Company, I met her like 4 months later. So she's been with me. I don't know how she's put up with me and, you know, gone through all this with me, but she's been, you know, right behind me or right on the side of
me. Well,
I
suppose that if you, when you select your partner and you realize that you're married to a doctor, that doctor's on call, and being a restaurateur is a whole different, it's animal, it's its own animal.
Yes, yes. The problem is sometimes you come home and you're still at work. That's the biggest
Sound
problem.
Familiar?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you get that phone call at 10 o'clock at night, says, you know what, it's a little fuzzy, yeah. You know. How did you get my home phone number?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We try to go to dinner and get away from it, and we're still talking about business and people
yes.
and situations and how to make it better.
Yes.
And so I can just imagine with you, how many employees?
We're almost up to 300 now.
Wow.
So think about that. We applaud you. You are giving an opportunity for 300 people to have employment here in the North State.
You know what, and that's what makes me feel good. I mean, I'm able to give a great product, hire people, and, you know, live the American dream.
Well, you know, that's it, too, is the, you know, people don't realize, you know, they put the more restrictions here, the more restrictions there. Oh, we're going to, you know, we don't know what your tax is going to be. Well, we might do this, is that this has a direct impact on us in business. You know, and if we don't know what's going to happen, so... You know, should I go out there and put in that next room, or should I go out and expand this? Should we go out and, you know, put a new tower up? Well, we don't know what it's going to look like next year. So,
well, you have
not trying to be political right. about it.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you have a killer breakfast deal at Lumberjack's.
Oh, yeah. We do. You can't beat our breakfast deal and the quality and how much you get. I mean, that's why we do so good. I mean, we give the customers what they want.
Well, you support a lot of. We got to take a break here in a couple minutes, Jeff. But you support a lot of community activities too.
I do. I get phone calls every day, and I try to do my best. I try to do everything I can for the community. There's, you know, I can't do everything, but I try to do a lot.
Well, that's you know, in today's you know, going back to today's economy, it's you know, the fact is that everybody is. I think every business is being approached maybe more than they were in the past because there's just no funds left.
That is true. We're getting probably three times more calls than we did 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I believe, and it's all I think directly related to the economy. Everybody says the same thing, and so then you're put in a position where you want to help, and so okay, I'm going to help 10 of you. I can only give you this much, or I'm going to help 5 of you.
You know, and that's what's hard. You want to help everybody, but yeah. if you did, there'd be nothing left.
Then you wouldn't have 300 employees that you're paying every week.
Or exactly.
Every 2 weeks. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Jeff Garrett, owner of Cool Hand Luke's, Lumberjacks, and Jeff's Cattle Company.
Yes.
Well, it looks like we've got places to eat all day.
Yes.
And into the night. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:23 in the morning, October 18th. It's going to be a great day today, about 84. I think we're past those triple digits, and I think it's even going to be cooler this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's getting cooler, so Espresso Joe's is a place to go to get that coffee. 40 different coffees, fixed 153 different ways or something like that. But you can get it cooked up by the girls down there at Tobacco and Brew. We've got a meeting place there. In fact, Friday, that's where we're going to have our town hall meeting. We'll be talking about Proposition 19. Are you for it or are you against it? We're going to have somebody in there that is for it. And we'll talk about that. But our guest right now, Jeff Garrett, owner of Cool Hand Luke's, Lumberjacks, and Jeff's Cattle Company.
Yes.
Now, you've got some news here.
Well, yeah. In January, we opened number 6 on Lumberjacks. And then in April, we have our first franchise that will be opening, hopefully, in Petaluma.
Oh, great. Now, where's the number 6 opened up at?
Willits.
Willits, okay.
On 101.
Now, where are they located at? You've got the 6
We have Redding, Grass Valley, Yuba City, 2 in Sacramento, and then Willits will be number 6.
Okay, so Sacramento where?
On Howe Avenue.
Okay.
And then Madison.
All right.
Now,
my old neighborhood,
yeah.
Howe Avenue.
Now, Jeff... People, you know, we said during the break, you're not going to make it there. And, oh, it's too hard to make it there in these spots, these locations. Obviously, you proved them wrong.
Yeah.
And you think it's, if you have, you said people that are negative are going to do negative.
You know what I said? Like, when I opened Cool Hand Luke's, everybody said, you can't make it, nobody makes it. And I asked them, when you came here before, why didn't you come back? They said, well, the food wasn't very good and the service sucked. I go, well, if the food was good and the service was good, would you come back? They go, yes. And that's what we do. We give good food and good service.
You know, gee, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Good people come back to good food and good service.
Yeah.
That was me moving the...
But I'm sure in your years of doing this, the whole process of what it is to have your team, good people working with you, you probably have sifted through to get the best of the best that you know if you are working on this establishment over here that... Whoever, like I say, at the Lumberjack or wherever you are that day, whoever is running Cool Hand Luke's has got to have your back and have this a high standard such as yourself.
Yes, yes. And I still have to watch it. And with my, like, Lumberjacks, we have area directors that go down and they watch stuff and they tell me and we make the decision together. But Cool Hand Luke's, I got a great manager, Kenny, and I do talk with him every single day. And he does a great job for me.
Everybody's got to be a... Everybody has to be a hands-on owner.
Oh.
I mean, just to go away for a week or 2 weeks is one thing. But to be this kind of absentee owner will never work.
I've never seen it work. I've never seen it. I'm sure it's worked for somebody. But you have to watch everything in the restaurant business.
You know, it's funny. You know, we have some of the greatest people here working for us. And we've left before, I think, for 3 working days. I think a Thursday, Friday, and a Monday. And it's not the quality of the work that they hear. It's that you weren't there. And it's like, oh, sorry, you weren't there. And it's a different type thing with us, but we know that we can't take a vacation, at least not this year, and maybe not even in the next year.
Well, I'll tell you a story. When I did Jeff's Cattle Company, I was there every day. I would talk to every single person, and people would stop there just for me. And when I started to grow, I couldn't be there that much. My business started to go down a little bit, and I felt like, hey, these people came in for me. Now I got to make these people come in for my servers. And my girls are the ones that make people come in. You know, that personalized attention when you walk through that door and your food's already being cooked, your milk's on that table, those people keep coming back.
Because they know them. You know what? That is the secret. They feel welcome.
That's it. And I have to say, when I grow... You know, you don't have that 100% of me being there, giving that. But if you can train your manager and your employees to do that, oh, business is good.
And then the franchise, you have to kind of be a little concerned about that, I would imagine.
You know, that's just getting the right people and the right people in place that checks them and makes sure they're doing it like mm-hmm. we want. And it's like it's your family with that franchise person. It's you got to make them feel like they're part of Lumberjacks. I've been in three different franchises, and they just want your money. They don't want to give you that support. They don't want to help you. And I know what not to do, I should say. I know
that's,
what not to
that's
do.
That's the important thing.
That's the most important thing, yes. Knowing what not to do.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that means that doing the right thing is a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How long have you been in the business now, then?
I started when I was 21, and I started with my family in Winchell's Donuts.
Oh, wow.
And I always say this story. You ever worked with family before? It's yep. it's sometimes it gets hard, and
we are right now.
Yeah. So that didn't work out, you know, too well. So I left and started a little hot dog stand, and you know, I started that when I was 23, and then I just grew from there.
Oh, wow.
Responsibility. Well, that was one of the reasons that we wanted to have you on this morning. We have to take a break. Is just about the American dream. We have so much that can really tap on our heads. It's politically negative. You know, like the world is, you know, the sky is falling. And we just, it's important to stop in the middle of what you're doing and hear the success stories, hear the people who've been able to make it through the storm, come out on the other end. Still, I'm sure there's rainy days, but here you are. And you have wonderful news. You're franchising, so you're growing. You're sticking with your purpose, your cause, and employing people in this day and time. So we're going to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest this morning is Jeff Garrett from Lumberjacks.
Cool Hand Lubes.
Cool Hand
Lubes. Jeff's Cattle Company.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
KCNR 1460. We'll see you right after these messages.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this is the home of Free Fire Media right here. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Send Linda an email at kcnr1460.com. Since some squeegee person got into our chat room and hacked it, so we're in the process of fixing that. Our guest is Jeff Garrett, but we just got an email.
Eric!
From Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank.
Shout out to Eric.
Just telling us what a great guy Jeff is.
Well, yeah, Eric's a good guy, too. He's one of the main reasons I'm able to do this with Five Star. So thanks, Five Star.
Well, I tell you what, you know, and yes, Five Star is a sponsor, but one of the reasons they're a sponsor for us is the fact is that they made this station possible.
That's right.
KCNR, thanks to their faith in people and in small business. And Eric Wittstrom, in fact, is going to be my guest co-host this Thursday when we have any number of things going on. But Eric will be here too.
These are the bankers that get together and can talk about the people. Well, they're a people bank.
Well, what's great about that is you can go right up to a person, and that person's going to fight for you. The bigger banks, man, it goes through so many people, they have no idea who you are.
You know, if you need an answer, and you know, this is not an ad for Five Star, but this is the way the bank should be, is that small town banks, and we're small town, we're 100,000, and we're big in some ways, but we're really small in others, that you go in and you ask a question, and guess what? You can get the answer back in a day instead of, as some people have said, 30 days. Another 30 days, and then they give you news that's not really that great, they want more stuff. Five Star Bank's not like that.
Nope.
So well, anyway. That's really cool. Anyway, so I love it. That just is that harmonious, synchronistic kind of, you know, here you are. We met you for the first time. You walked in. We thought, oh, my gosh, we thought this was going to be an older person because you were so successful. And as we're hearing now, you are starting to franchise.
Yes.
Congratulations on
Thank you.
And employing 300 people in this time.
That's a big
these
thing.
Times.
That's a big thing.
Thank you.
Well,
it's like
last
a mini
thoughts
city.
Here. Let's before we.
Well, no, I just want to make sure, you know, I thank the number one person, my wife, for putting up with me and, you know, letting me do everything I do. I mean, she's the best woman in the world. So,
well, let's
thank
ring a bell
Susan.
For her. Yeah, Susan.
And what's her name?
Susan Garrett.
All right, Susan.
Well, okay. Well, thank
Good
you
for
so
you.
Much for stopping by today, Jeff. And
you
know what? I can make a prediction here that I think you're just going to keep growing because you've got the right thing. I mean, you've got the right prices. You've got the right attitude. That's the big thing is attitude about your people.
Okay.
We have a question here for Jeff here.
All right, we're going to put somebody
Barbara?
On the...
Okay, Barbara has
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. Have you got
Hi.
A question
Jeff,
for
Jeff? I've got to just say that your ribeye at Cool Hand Luke is the best. It's just
thank you.
It is so delicious. So, and that's all I really had to comment on, but it is just fantastic.
Well, thanks, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all the service you do.
You got
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's great.
Well, there you go.
That made my day. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have, you know, it's funny, his face
light up.
Yeah.
Truly, Barbara, thank you for that call.
We have a lot of listeners, and somebody will call in on a business, and they'll come in, they'll call in, say, hey, you know, I just had this person over, and they're doing great. Or, I go there, and, you know, it's everything you said. So, I mean, it's when you say something, but then to have somebody just call in and just go, it's great. That's all I wanted to say.
That's great.
I think we can finish on that one then.
Yes, yes.
Our guest has been Jeff Garrett, who owns Cool Hand Luke's. He owns Lumberjack's. He owns Jeff's Steakhouse. And thank you very much for coming on today.
You got it. Thank you for
having
me.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. And then I'm going to come back and tell you how you get 1/4 gram something free
what?
Of marijuana.
You're kidding.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Oh, man.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone line's here, 605-4567. Get your phone out because I'm going to tick you off here in a minute. Or you can write to Linda at KCNR1460.com, except be polite when you write to Linda. It's not her fault what I do. Okay?
I do have the computer up and on, but it is email Linda at KCNR1460.
Harvest Fest 2010, Shasta District Fairgrounds. October 29th, 30th, and 31st, Halloween. The first 1,000 people with a valid 215 license will receive a coupon for 1/2 gram medicine. Excuse me, 1/2 gram marijuana from a local collective. I knew it was coming. Here it comes. There's Bob's reaching in his pocket to see if his 215 is really still valid. Bob, if it's not valid, go down to the street. There's some guy in a corner will sell you one. All right. They're also going to have. I saw this in the papers. Great White. Is this the band they're going to have? Is this the one that had that big fire back on the East Coast? I don't know if it is. Anyway, so Harvest Fest. Now let's talk about Proposition 19. 19 on Friday at the town hall meeting, we're going to have a proponent of Proposition 19 in our town hall meeting. Come on down. Let's talk about Proposition 19. You know, Obama has weighed into it. That's right. You know, up to now, it's been a state thing with, of all people, if you wanted to put this group of people together in a same room, you would never do it. But the San Francisco Chronicle, all the police, sheriffs, Feinstein, Boxer, Herger, Brown, Meg Whitman, Farina, they're all against Proposition 19. And the medical marijuana people are combating Proposition 19. And why do you think this is?
Profit.
Obama has weighed in. They have said, well, it's through Holder, but it's Obama, has weighed in and said, you know, if you pass Proposition 19, the feds are going to get into it. So, you know, medical marijuana, even though that everybody, you know, it's wink, wink, nod, nod, because everybody knows it's not everybody needs it for medical reasons, and people are growing it like crazy. I've got photos, overhead photos, sitting on my desk right now of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plants surrounding this one home. And this, as this woman says, what exactly am I supposed to do when I sell my house? Do I just sell it as part of a marijuana, you know, growth area? Or, you know, but she doesn't grow marijuana. Completely different story, and we've talked about that, and we'll talk about it more. But the government said, if you pass Proposition 19, then we're going to start looking at this really hard. We're going to start coming down and taking out the drug, coming in and start taking out the plantations. Medicinal marijuana type of guys are saying, wait a minute, we could get mixed up into this. This is not going to work for us. They could take ours too. They could really look at us. Well, it's true. So, Proposition 19. It's another way of saying, if you want the feds in your business, pass Proposition 19. Because they will be. Because it is a federally banned drug. And you can fight and rail against that all you want. But until you change that at the federal level, my friends, that means that they can come out and go after them. They're already going after them on federal lands. You know that. It's being grown on federal lands. But this means now is that they'll pour in a few hundred million more and turn loose the dogs of marijuana eradication. What, Bob? Yeah, well, anyway. So, Friday we're going to be talking about Proposition 19. Good idea, bad idea. My question is if you're on a no-drug policy at your workplace, and since marijuana stays in your system for so long, and they do a urinalysis or they cut a piece of your hair, whatever it is, and you pop positive for it, you get fired. And yet, if you drink alcohol on Friday night, it's out of your system by Monday morning. A lot of questions like that. And the other thing, too, is every city, every county can make their own regulations. That means that, and a lot of you aren't going to like it, but if Redding decided to, nope, no marijuana, then there'd be no marijuana. And what are you going to do then? Since the city and county can say what they want in there. Go down to Anderson. I think you may have a problem in Anderson, too. Cottonwood, Weaverville. That's an interesting concept. Like I said, Friday at noontime, Tobacco and Brew, we're going to be kicking this one around. Okay. The German chancellor, what'd she say there?
Basically, she said, if you don't want to integrate in our society, get out. Learn the language, assimilate, or leave. And that's pretty much her bottom line. And there's a growing sentiment throughout Europe, this huge backlash of anti-immigrant, and a lot of it's being aimed at the Islamic culture.
Ooh, I'm so sorry that she took a stance.
Why?
I mean that facetiously.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, someone took a stance.
That is interesting.
That's a leader.
Well, you know what? It's one thing to be assimilate into a culture. It's something else not to assimilate in a culture and then want the government and the country that you immigrated to assimilate into you. There's something wrong there. You want to come to a country and become a citizen legally. Then you learn the languages, you learn the mores, you follow the laws, you don't try and establish your own law. You assimilate into the culture legally, not illegally, so don't misunderstand that. But to try to have the country that you immigrated into because they took you, because the country you were in obviously did not meet your requirements, to have then change that country into your old country, there's something wrong there. Hey, I applaud the Chancellor of Germany, that's what she said.
I know this kind of reminds me of, we went to go see a movie over the week in Secretariat. Okay. And, of course, this is of an era, the late 60s, the early 70s, and we were looking at the people in the stand. I had friends have done extra work, so I always look at the backdrops and the people. I thought, well, you don't see any tattoos there. Not that I have a problem with tattoos. But boy, has our culture changed. There were no baggy, crackages showing.
Well, it was different. And it was a good period piece there because it was. And here's something else. Secretariat. Anybody that does any type of research for 1 minute knows that Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So how can it be that they keep it exciting throughout the movie up to and including the Preakness? Or the Belmont Stakes, whatever the last one is.
Well, I think we had a chance to witness or feel what it was to go into the lives of, first of all, a woman who is in a man's world and bucked the system, did something very unusual by, help me with the word,
syndicating.
By syndicating before the horse even won, syndicating breeding rights.
Right, for $6 million. Before Secretary even ran into the triple stakes.
Both of her parents died, and she was going to lose the farm. She was a housewife. Her husband was not behind her. Her brother was not behind her. There was a few people that worked on the farm that you know, were just pure bona fide horse people that thought, you know, more unusual things could happen, but everybody was blown away. So it was it was about that spirit inside of people.
Well, you know what? I would recommend this movie. Yeah, you know how it ends.
To the family.
To the family and to people that just want to kind of feel good. I mean, it's like, this is, you know, the thing that really applies, and Jeff Garrett is an example of it right here. I mean, he's gone now. But he is an example of it. He put it all. I'm putting it all on the line. You put it all on the line to do that business, and I'm going to work as hard as I possibly can, and I'm just going to I'm going to leave nothing in the tank. I'm going to go all out. And that's what happened. And that, if nothing else, should be a reason to see this movie, Secretariat. Because, you know what? It is a movie that just, I don't know. I applauded. Okay? I applauded at the end of the Kentucky Derby. I applauded. Maybe it's because I was there at the Derby when Secretariat ran.
Wow.
Yes. I'm probably one of the few people in this town that was at the Kentucky Derby. In 1973, when Secretariat ran, and I bet against the horse.
And you didn't even know who Secretariat was.
I bet against the horse.
Well, with a bunch of Marines,
okay,
you have to tell that story.
Yeah, I bet on beer. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gate.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. And this is our last segment. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Got my haircut there Friday. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount. Not only that, they won't fool with your fingers or your toes, won't even ask. You want gel in your hair? Go someplace else. You just want a good haircut, and you want to watch TV, and there's like stock car racing on or baseball. You're not going to see Oprah. You're not going to see Dr. Phil. You won't see The View. It's just a great place to get a haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. That's right, guys. Man's last stronghold. Mom, send your son down there. Let him man up a little bit.
Well, I'm going to share something that's a feel-good thing. It is perched 890 feet above the turquoise Colorado River, wedged between rock cliffs that form Black Canyon with commanding views of Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. When the Mike O'Callaghan Pat Tillman Memorial Bridge opens to traffic later this week, it is expected to become an instant tourist attraction while providing a quicker, safer drive between Phoenix and Las Vegas. It is the bypass bridge, and it's going to be the highest and longest arched concrete bridge in the Western Hemisphere, the second highest bridge of any kind in the United States, and 14th in the world, the world's tallest concrete columns of their kind. But what sets the bridge apart most of all is its setting.
Yeah, we had the occasion to drive from Las Vegas to Phoenix last year, of course, just before you called me and turned my life upside down, Carl. And it was quite a sight. The bridge was nearing completion, but getting across the Hoover Dam was just an absolute pain. Of course, all the security and the tourists and all that, and it's a steep, windy road down to the two-lane and then climbing back out, and it was quite the bottleneck. So this new bridge is going to be, in addition to being an attraction and a spectacular view, is going to help move traffic along through out of south Las Vegas.
Well,
so instead of driving about 70 miles an hour, I can drive at 85.
Well, no, it says it's going to save the motorist an average of 17 minutes when crossing from one side of the canyon to the other.
Oh, cool.
And
how much did that 17 minutes cost us?
Well, it's actually, it's number, yeah. it, well, exactly. It's There was Nevada, and it's not completed, being funded. But anyway, so as the bridge rose, 1,200 workers and 300 engineers on the project found inspiration a quarter mile upstream. Why?
Why?
Because it's the greatest engineering accomplishment of our nation's history.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. Okay, hey.
People working on it thought so.
Yeah, well, and you know, but there's other people that could argue about that. You know, the tomorrow we're having Steve Allen, chief negotiator for the unions. We're going to have Stacy Bertagna with the speaker, the guest speaker for the
Seroptimus
luncheon.
Friday Marble.
That's right. Wednesday we're going to be talking Greg Cataray from the Colt 45s. The Thursday we've got our guest host, Eric Wittstrom, but also John Reet. And then on Friday, Rick Bassetti and the Red Cross people are coming in. We've got a couple other things going on, too. You know, one of the things I want to talk about tomorrow, we haven't gotten to it today, but we will talk about it tomorrow, is the river lawsuits. They're closely watching a pair of pending lawsuits over the agricultural water diversions in Siskiyou County. We talked about this. It's getting ready to be a war, a water war up there. And the fishing groups and environmentalists sued the Department of Fish and Game. And now, so now they're taking a look at taking the water from the people who had the right to use it for over 100 years. So this is something we're going to talk about. I was in a Record Searchlight this morning. Good show. Good way to start off the week.
Well, thanks for a great day.
That's right.
And we hope you make it a beautiful one. It's currently 55 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful 85-degree day.
Yeah. Yep. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.